Is this Barstool?
BarstoolSports.com. Is that right? BarstoolSports.com.
It's your boy KFC.
Become kind of a craze. Become kind of a craze.
Your boy Big Cat.
Kind of a craze. Kind of a craze.
And your boy Feidelberg.
So go to BarstoolSports.com. If you do, God bless you.
You listen to KFC Radio.
Welcome to episode 165 of KFC Radio, the Big Boys edition, featuring Megaboss Clem and Big Daddy Trent. Time to rotate some new faces in here, and we figured brothers from another mother. Clem, were you like 25 pounds when you were born too? Maybe you guys were related somehow.
That's like the only thing that's different between me and Trent is I earned this weight after I was
born. Trent was...
Yeah, I didn't have a choice. I came out this way.
He was God-given. God-given ability versus earned. I love it.
My mom didn't have any kids after me, at least, because she was just completely done.
I would have to imagine. That's a completely valid point on her part. This episode is brought to you by BetDSI.com. Baseball's cooking. We got NHL and NBA playoffs. We got golf in the mix. We got the election, the Olympics during the summer. There's a million and one things to bet on right now, and BetDSI has you covered for absolutely all of them. You go to BetDSI.com and use the promo code Barstool10, and you'll get a free play for $10 to bet on anything that you want. The site is rated A+ on many of the sportsbook reviews. They got great service. They offer odds on anything. And a lot of times they're setting the lines that you're already playing on. So head over to BetDSI.com. Whether you're a degenerate gambler like, I don't know, Big Cat, or maybe you're just casually throwing around some cash, BetDSI has you covered. It's BetDSI.com. And the promo is Barstool and the number 10-1-0. So like I said, rotating some new faces in here. Trent, it's been a minute since your last KFC Radio performance. Although, was the last time you came on? I'm trying to think of when. It wasn't when you were arrested, right? There's been a couple between there.
I was thinking about that, too. I was like, the last time I was on, I was fresh out of a public intox arrest. And it was a weird time in my life. And I'm in a better state of mind this time around, I think.
I would certainly hope so. Anytime you can, you know, stay out of jail, that's a good thing. Clem, you're making your regular appearance. As a matter, are you recording right now, Clem?
Yeah, we got the video.
My man, these guys know what they're doing. You bring them in and they just know exactly how to do it. You know, some people at this company, some people at this company don't know how to press record. So my man Clem has got it covered. Let's dive right into these voicemails. They are brought to you by Car Shields. Sooner or later, you know your car is going to break down. In fact, every car, truck, SUV owner, we all know it. And if you're lucky, it happens when you're still under the manufacturer's warranty and you can get the repairs covered. But if it happens after the warranty expires, you're shit out of luck. You've got thousands of dollars you got to pay out of pocket to get it fixed. So that's why you got to get extended coverage from CarShield. A new engine can cost you like $4,000. A new transmission, $3,000. You get CarShield, it's all taken care of. They make the process hassle-free. You pick whatever repair shop you want. Your dealer of any of the ASE-certified mechanics will work on it, and CarShield will get them paid directly. You don't have to worry about anybody getting reimbursed. They have 24-hour roadside assistance. If your car is 3 to 12 years old, you don't have to pay high repair bills. Just go to CarShield, where they insure over $2 billion in claims. Save yourself thousands of potential car repairs. Get covered by the ultimate in extended vehicle service protection before it's too late. Call 800-426-7380 and mention the code KFC. I'll give you that number one more time. You got to call a phone, like old school. You can't go on the website here. So it's 800-426-7380 or go to carshield.com and use the promo code KFC to save 10%. we got a bunch of voicemails to pick from. I want everyone to feel, you know what, actually, I was gonna go with some specific ones for Clem and for Trent, but I'm going to just throw you guys to the fire. If you've been listening in the past couple weeks, we have had bonehead chicks calling in, and the streak continues this week. We got a couple of voicemails from chicks, very confused about things. So I'm going to start with that and see what your take on it is, because me, Fights, and Big Cat have made our points of view abundantly clear. So we begin today with this chick.
Hey, KFC, love your show. I just have something for you guys to weigh in on. I'm sorry, my voice is so gone from the week. But so one of my best friends is a guy, and we, like, work really close together. We grab drinks at the bar. We hang out at each other's apartment. We go dancing, watch football, pizza, beer, like, all that. So everyone always asks me about him and, like, insinuates that, like, we're going to fuck or whatever. But, like, you know, telling me, like, a guy and a girl can't be friends without one wanting to, like, fuck the other person. So, like, a little background, we don't have mutual friends. Like, it's not like, oh, okay, you have to be friends with your buddy's wife, but, like, you're not going to fuck her. But, I mean, maybe you want to, but you just, like, know that's not going to happen. So we've been out here and hung out for a while, but just realized, you know, we just be better as friends. So my question is, I mean, I know that I have no desire to, like, fuck him or, like, suck his cock or anything at this point. But do you think that, like, trying to play the long con and, like, I mean, is the basis of our friendship, like, him trying to stick it to me? Like, I just really don't know.
Yeah, pretty much. I completely lost her there in the middle when she started talking about friends, wives, and shit. If anybody has any insight there, jump in. But I'm pretty sure we all lost her there. Her basic question: can a guy and a girl be friends? Portnoy wrote a blog about this the other day, saying it's absolutely not possible. She has made it abundantly clear and very graphically clear that she does not want to suck his cock. So we know where she stands. Girls, it's not about you, really. We want to fuck all of you. Girls can potentially be friends with a dude and be like, I don't want to have sex with him because you're a chick. Guys want to fuck girls. They want to fuck, like, every girl. So it's not like, oh, I don't want to have sex with him, so I don't get it. You idiot. It's because he wants to have sex with you. But I will say this. I do think you can be friends, but he still wants to fuck you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, those can be mutually exclusive for sure. Like, what? It's never like he's never going to stop wanting to fuck you, but you guys can hang out where he's not like all over you and like trying to feel you up and shit. It can
right.
Totally be that.
Like, he's not going to just like jump your bones, but on the inside, he's probably like, maybe tonight's the night she finally decides to suck my cock. It's probably, you know, it sounds like you're not going to do that. And he probably is not going to stop thinking that. So if you both can just coexist in that way, you can be quote unquote friends. I just don't think it's as natural as girls want it to be or think it is.
Right. So the whole time he's always thinking he wants to fuck her, but he can be friends, but he's always waiting for her to like touch his leg.
Yeah.
Like, all right, this is it. This is fucking it. We can finally do it. He's always going to be waiting for that moment to fuck you. And if it never comes, it doesn't. But if it does, he'll be ready.
Clem?
As someone who has spent a lot of time in the friend zone, like, I bide my time in the friend zone looking for the fuck zone, though. You know?
Yeah, I've always.
There for fun. And like, my buddies, like, I've had buddies, like, I was married, like, after I left college, I basically was dating my wife, and then we got married. So I never really was, like, in that, like, post-school thing where, like, the friend zone, I think, really explodes. And I have a bunch of friends who are like, oh, this girl just wants to be friends with me. Should I do it? And I'm like, dude, do you really, like – this is going to come across really fucking sexist and fucked up. But, like, I don't want to be friends with, like, any girl.
Hell no, yeah. Don't worry about that, Clem.
If you have the same interest as me and, like, you're, like, or someone I want to have a friend, you probably just aren't a girl. It's nothing against you. It's just the way that I am. And I imagine a lot of people, basically, your responses are like that. And – I just don't understand it. So it's like in my mind, if you're friends with a girl, whether it's 1% or 100% of your mind wants to fuck her at any time.
Yeah, there's a reason you're sticking around, and it's not because you want to be friends with her. And I have friends that, like, I don't know if you guys have friends like this. I have friends that play video games with their, like, with their girl and, like,
oh god, you know, no.
It's like I can believe they do that. I need space. I can't have a girl be a friend who has the same interest as me. It just doesn't work that way.
No, I think I drink with my wife. Like, I will go out and, like, go to dinner and drink, but I don't really want to, like, watch the game with her. I wouldn't play. I'm not a video game guy, but I wouldn't play video games with her or any of that shit. There's just a million things in this world that it's just like, if you're going to do those things, you want to do that with your buddies. You want to go to, like, the tailgate with guys. You want to go to the bar with guys. You don't want to do that with girls. Now, there's a situation, you know, not everyone is. Clem, I know exactly what you're saying, but if you find yourself in like a social situation often with a girl, you're not going to be like a Neanderthal and be like, I either want to fuck you or get out of my life. You're going to be a normal human and like talk to her and associate with her. So like, yes, there's some level of socializing, but I don't think you can be like this is my best friend if you're a guy and a girl. Like, this is who I go to. This is, like, you know, my rock as a friendship. That's just weird because ultimately, deep down, it's predicated on I want you to suck my cock. The only thing I'll say, if the girl is, like, fat and ugly, yeah. I mean, it's a lot easier, right, to be friends.
Oh, I was going to say, is this dude gay?
Well, and if you've been listening in the past couple of weeks, that is a very, very prevalent theme that, you know, there a lot of times when a girl, if you're convinced that he doesn't want to fuck you, you're either A, very wrong and not aware, or you're hanging out with a gay guy because he either does and you just can't pick up on it, or he's gay.
Right. So are you saying it makes it easier if the chick is fat and ugly for you just like to hang out with her and not have it be physical? Yeah, I think that's probably true, but it makes it even weirder for the people looking at it. Like, why is this guy just hanging out with a fat nugget?
That is very true, too. I mean, that's why ultimately it's all weird. It's going to be perceived as a little bit strange.
It's all Mark Ruffalo's fault, too. Because, like, yeah. All these romantic comedies are telling girls that these things exist. This does not exist in real life. It's all in the movies.
This is what we need to do with our churning money now, is make a movie. Make a real movie. That dispels all of those romantic comedy rumors. Do it for real. It'll just end up being like three dudes like this, like talking shit about chicks and wanting to bang them. It won't be a great movie, but it'll put the truth out there. It'll get girls to understand the truth.
Like, girls will see and be like, "This is horrifying," but all the guys will see and be like, "This is
true."
Is. That's
a lesson in general. Forget about this platonic friendship shit. Girls and guys, chicks don't realize the truth a lot of times. Like.
Right.
Barstow's a perfect like conduit for it, where my wife will be like, "I can't believe you said that," and I'm like, "Really?" Because everyone agreed with me. Because every dude you know thinks this way. You just don't realize it, you know?
Right. And I think that like our site gets attacked because people look at us like we're sexist, but it's like we're actually saying what's true. It's not saying like, "Oh, guys can be friends with girls." That's easy to say, and people will pat you on the back. But it's just not true.
It's just facts.
Speaking of truth.
Just we're facts are truth. Being spit right now. These are just 100% facts. So, I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't rely on that friendship, really. Oh, and this is another funny thing, too, is as much as we say this and as much as we'll be like, this is the facts, this is truth, the minute that your girl calls you out on something and you're like, come on, we're just friends, I don't want to hook up with her, no. I mean, everybody still plays that card even though they're like, this is total fucking bullshit. So we want our cake and eat it, too. Yeah, right. When you're in a jam, you got to say what you got to say.
You got to keep the luck Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, you can be friendly with girls, you just can't really be friends with girls. I don't make it seem like you can't be friendly with girls, but you really can't be friends with girls, like a best friend. And if the guy is the best man in, like, a girl's wedding, then it's like – or, like, the maid of honor, whatever you want to call it, it's like that guy's either gay or he's, like, waiting to fuck you once you get divorced.
Pretty much. And you know, you can't be, like – you call them on the phone, they're your first text, they're your first, like, go-to. You can be associating here and there, but ultimately they all want to fuck, so – take it for what it's worth, but just realize the truth, girls. We'll keep it going with another confused poor girl who needs a little bit of help. I don't really know what she wants us to say here, but let's do it.
Hey, guys. So I started seeing this guy, and he's this really handsome black guy. 6'4" and everything. And he really sucks in bed. He comes super fast. And he's not good at all. And for a long time, I thought I was getting away with it because we weren't dating. But as of yesterday, we've been dating. So what do I do? Thanks, guys. Natalie.
Well, Natalie, first of all, I didn't think it was possible that there'd be like a 6'4" black guy who sucks in bed.
Yeah.
If you're 6'4" and black, you can play basketball. You can dance and you can fuck. That's just like, in my mind, you're just good at those three things. So this is like, you're the anomaly here. This guy's like a cornball brother or something like that. But I don't know what this chick wants me to say here. Like, I don't know. I think most guys probably suck in bed. I know I do. I think it's the rarity. I think it's like anything else. When it comes down to like having sex, it's like competing in sports, right? Like, you're putting in, like, a physical effort that's very difficult. You're trying to do, like, basically the most difficult thing in the world and do it with, like, just your penis and your muscles, okay? why people run around thinking that everyone's going to be good at that blows my mind. And golf, and Trent, this is, it's great that you have, I have you on here, because I think the same thing about golf. People pick up a golf club and for some reason expect they're going to par every hole and hit it down the fairway straight every time. You wouldn't, like, grab a basketball and be like, I can dunk. You wouldn't, you know, step in a batting cage at 90 miles an hour and be like, I'm going to hit this out of the park. But people think in golf and sex, they're just going to be naturally good at those things when it's just like everything else. 90% of us probably suck at it.
Right. Like, if everybody was good at basketball, we'd all be in the NBA. If everybody was good at football, we'd be in the NFL. It's just not going to happen. I think if you're lucky enough to find someone who's good at sex, good for you. You're doing better than most of us. But, yeah, most of us are going to be mediocre to really bad at sex.
And, yeah, it's like icing on the cake. If, you know, he's 6'4", he's probably the 6'4" chiseled black guy because all black dudes are shredded. You've already got a few things going for you. You can't have your cake and eat it, too, if he's also good in bed. So you got to, you know, you can't have a perfect dude. So it is what it is. Clem?
In my mind, this guy dances awesome, too. Like, yeah, he's an awesome dancer. She might have a super pussy, too. Like, he might just come quick because she has a super pussy.
That's true. Maybe it's your fault, Natalie. Maybe you got that super pussy. I've never heard it described that way. But, I just think it's one of those things where chicks are, you know, guys often have unrealistic expectations of what chicks should look like. And I think chicks have unrealistic expectations of how dudes are going to behave and things they're going to do. Like, we're going to suck in bed. We're probably not going to – we're going to forget, like, important things. We're not going to, like, be emotional. You know what I mean? We fall short in that department. You fall short in the looks department. And that's how it goes. That's why we all end up settling and getting married and being miserable eventually.
What I don't understand is, where does the realistic expectation for sex to a girl come from? Like, we see hot girls all the time on Instagram and magazines. But if they are probably meeting people throughout their life who suck at sex too, why do they think we're going to be good all of a sudden? Or are they just thinking, next one's going to be great? I guarantee it.
Yeah, I mean, that's, they're irrational beasts, Trent. They don't think logically. I will say this, like, if you see me and I'm like skinny fat and I'm like unathletic and shit, you know I'm going to stink in bed. When you see a 6'4" black dude, you're probably getting duped. You're probably like, well, I didn't sign up for this. But I would imagine...
Sure.
I would imagine if we were to reverse it, if guys were girls, I could tell looking at a chick or at a guy if he was good in bed. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you can just see, that guy's, like, out of shape. That dude, like, doesn't look confident. He's not going to fuck well. So why would you expect when I finally start doing it that I know how to bang?
That's true. Yeah, that's a good point. If you reverse it, yeah, there's definitely girls you see who you expect them to be good at sex, and definitely a black guy, like you said, who can probably dance. Girls equate dancing to sex, so she's probably like, this guy's going to be great, and then he comes in like 10 seconds.
And when you see Trent, like, whacked off of 35 shots of Rumplemints, and he's, like, dancing to the St. Lunatics, yeah. I can't imagine that a chick would be like, yo, I bet that guy's dick game is vicious.
Oh, I thought you were going the other way with that. I bet my dick game is hot fire, and I mean, I'm blacked out, so I don't remember, but I just imagine girls are pawing and crawling all over me.
You might have fucked some chick that night. Who knows?
I could have. I don't know.
No, I don't think you could have, Trent.
Yeah, I was in jail. Other things could happen in jail. Who knows?
There was a 6'4" black guy, and he, you know.
Never mind.
I always feel bad tweeting out the Trent mugshot, too. I find it hilarious, but I'm like, Trent finds it funny, but I'm sure that's, like, kind of gone by the wayside by now.
Yeah, I would imagine, Trent, that's one of those moments where you're like, ha, 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 funny, guys. Yeah, funny.
At first, I was like, that sucks. Like, now that's on the internet forever, but now I get that it's a joke. But I do, because I don't really look at it that closely. If I look at it closely, I'm like, that is a man in a struggle right now.
Yo, the hairline in that one looks like a lawnmower was taken to your head, man. It's just...
I look like the Yellow King from...
Yeah, yeah. You do.
Like, I'm not a good-looking guy, but I think when we did the KFC radio, like, there was a question about me wearing a shirt with the mugshot on it, because that's me at my worst in that mugshot. So if I'm comparatively, I should wear that shirt around all the time.
Right, you need to have that, like right next to you at all times. Like, this is what I could look like, so I cleaned up pretty damn good. Probably Trent.
And back to this chick, like, this is, again, Mark Ruffalo's fault, like... in the movies, it always, like, good sex. The girl's hair is all out of whack the next morning after, like, she meets the guy that's, like, the one. That doesn't happen in real life, ladies.
No. Our dicks are gonna be disappointing, like, 99 times out of 100. It just is what it is. Most of the world, in everything, in sports, in work, in sex, whatever, 99% of the world stinks at all that stuff. So stop thinking you're going to be the one who's just going to get, like, multiples all night long. It's ridiculous. One more. I don't think this is from a girl, but it's girl related. So we'll finish off this portion of the show here.
Kevin, first time, long time. Driving through Hoboken, listening to Mike. Inspires its call. This is Keith from Jersey. Now I have a problem. The other day, my girlfriend looked at my phone and saw a text I sent to a buddy of mine. It was a screenshot of a bunch of smokes that we went to high school with. My comment was, R.I.P. to my dick. My girlfriend didn't find it so hilarious. So this turned into a fight about how I follow too many hot girls on Instagram and how I am too observant of other hot women in the world. Insane. But that's not my problem. My problem is...
That's not your problem? That sounds like a problem to me. I don't even know what's coming. I don't know what's coming next.
In defending myself, I made this claim that I'm a soft 7 on a great day, and I'm just dating within my range. So I don't care about all these hot girls. I don't have a chance. You are an 8. I'm playing above average. So you can imagine that defense didn't go over very well.
Yeah.
So really my question here is, what do? I called my girlfriend an 8. She thinks I follow too many hot girls and I find too many other girls hot. Help me.
Okay. We got a lot to dive into here. I'm just going to say right off the bat, I don't want to overreact, but what should you do? You should dump this girl right now because you are never going to hear the end of this. Right or wrong, this is going to be brought up. It could be 10 years from now, and she'll bring up the time that you said you were dating within your range and you don't care about all these actually hot girls. This will come out every time she drinks. This will come out every time you slip up. Anytime she's backed into a corner and you've got her where you want her, she'll play this card. You need to just dump this girl. Let's back it up, though. R.I.P. to my dick is a funny lie. It's a good lie. Yeah. And your buddy probably just did exactly what three of us did. That's funny. You can't – there's so much to get into right now. Cell phones, I don't ever put my cell phone down anymore because your wife and girlfriend will snoop through it and they will find something they don't want. I take it to the bathroom with me. I'm going to put it under my pillow at night. You can't do the blatant, like, have a crazy code on it, because when she grabs it and tries to put in a code, you're fucked. You're caught. You got to be careful with the phone. You got to be careful with talking about other smokes. But ultimately, I keep saying ultimately. That's like the 50th time I said it. Chicks who are going to get mad at their dude for talking about other chicks, I mean, you're going to have a long-ass relationship if that's going to bother you. Now, it's different when it's chicks you went to high school with, though. I'll say that. If I'm texting Clem a picture of an Instagram chick, I'm like, yo, Jen Selter, RIP to my dick. It's different than if I texted some girls that we mutually knew from high school, and I was like, I want to fuck Stacy. You know what I mean? So I can understand where the chick's a little bit upset by this, but it's you know, she's clearly overreacting. Trent, you had some thoughts on it. Go ahead.
Well, we talked about girls not understanding truths and not being able to see the truth. Guys' text messages with other guys is packed full of truth.
Yep.
That's where a guy can be who he wants to be. Like, the guy that you present to your wife is not who you actually are. It's just you're putting on a face. But in those text messages, that is gold mine truth, where you can just say whatever the fuck you want. I'm not saying it's the girl's fault for going snooping. It kind of is. But it
definitely is.
But if you don't want to see big-time truths out of what your boyfriend or husband is actually like, do not go digging through his buddy text messages.
I want to tell girls, when you snoop, it's like the legal system. It's like the justice system, where I want to be like, strike that from the record. That evidence was obtained illegally. Like, jury, you're not allowed to take that into your deliberation. This doesn't count. You're not allowed to obtain evidence that way. But obviously, they don't listen. So it's just one of those things. It's like, you're not, you're Trent, you're right. It's kind of her fault for snooping, but it's pointless to try to fight that fight because they're all going to snoop. They're all going to find shit. So you just have to be like, you have to act accordingly.
I think we need to get all the girls in the world in one room and let them realize that all of the text messages that they find aren't unique to their situation.
Yes.
This is par for the course. So they shouldn't get mad. Like, every guy has texts in his phone that's like, this chick is super hot, I want to fuck her. Every guy has those, so no girl should feel bad about that because it's not unique to their situation.
Trent, we need like a worldwide treaty where they all agree to this. Like, everybody writes it down because it's so true. Like, she'll be like, oh, that's disgusting, you should be ashamed. I'm like, bitch, I'm not ashamed. Everybody else fucking said that too. They were all ashamed. Get the fuck out of here with that. They don't, they can't wrap their head around the idea that, like, actually, my friends say a lot fucking worse shit. You know what I mean? Like, I'll show you Tommy from high school. He's fucking been in jail a couple times, and the shit he says makes me look like a schoolboy.
Maybe that's what you do. You just start throwing people under the bus. Like, you want to see some shit? Me saying RIP to my dick to some Facebook high school friend girls is fucking nothing.
Yeah, but that I've thought about that before. Then you go down the road of, like, next time that you're like, all right, honey, I'm going to go out with Trent. Oh, really? Well, Trent's the guy who wanted to, like, fuck, you know, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, you can't win. Clem, married man, you've been through it all. What were you going to say?
No, that's like the kid from Christmas Story when he rats out the other guy for saying fuck, and then he just gets his fucking ass kicked.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like, you have to be very careful with who you throw under the bus. Yeah, my buddies have a text chain going back from, like, back when the iPhone first got the text thing, where it would just be, like, every Friday. My buddy called it Tutti Frutti Friday, and you just have just hot chicks and just send them out, like, out of the blue. And everyone just replies, and you just kind of keep it going. And it's a nice little, like, treat at the end of the week. And one day, one of the kids sent it to the list with all the wives on it.
Oh.
And then it was like, oh. And then he's like, oops, wrong list. And then it was like, oh. And it kind of got – yeah, it kind of got us into, like, a little bit of a thing. But I honestly feel like this guy called his wife an 8 and himself a hard 7 or a soft 7 because, like, I think his brain even's like, dude, we have to bail on this. Like, we've already gone down this whole point of no return here. And it was, like, self-sabotage.
Now, calling your girl an 8 is – it's a compliment. I mean, an 8 is hot. But you can't say – you can't really say that, though, because it's like – first of all, chicks will be like, why am I not a 9? Why am I not a 10? You could call her a 10. She'd be like, why am I not an 11? And secondly, you just said RIP to my dick to a bunch of other chicks. Like, you can't be like, I'm dating within my range. That you can't be – that's your phrase for these chicks, and your phrase for me is I'm dating within my range, and I don't care about those ultra-hot chicks. It is – I mean, it's a very – you can't ever win. But you got to know that you can't say RIP to my dick to strangers and then say that you're an 8 and when I'm a 7. It just doesn't work.
Yeah, it's what you said. They've got to break up, but he's fucking
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I look back on these things and I know it's almost like when you look back on, like, college and you're like, oh, I was so stupid for having a girlfriend. I would be single the whole time. But then, you know, you talk to someone who's in it and it's not as easy. You know what I mean? Like, you find a girl you like, you want to date her. It's always easy to, you know, hindsight's 20/20 and that sort of shit. My new hindsight is, like, the minute that there's anything that you fight over, just break up. Just fucking be done with it. Like, oh, there's something she's going to hold against you forever. It's not worth it. You had a fight, break up. Every time you have a fight, break up. That's my new hindsight that I would tell my younger self. Because once you're trapped, bro.
This one especially, though, when you start dealing with the 1 to 10 scale and you start tossing out numbers at your actual goal, that is a cardinal sin.
I mean, you have to say 10. You just have to say 10. And she knows you're lying, and she'll say, like, no, come on, what am I really? And you say, no, seriously, you're a 10. And then you change the fucking subject as fast as you can because there's no way you can win.
I almost respect him going 8 because telling her 10 is almost like when you get all the answers to a test and you can get all the right answers, but you don't want to get them all right.
Yeah.
And the teacher will be like, what the fuck?
Right, right.
Go, like, 8 maybe, and maybe she'll believe it. She won't ever believe it, but I understand maybe there's some logic behind it.
Well, the problem with that too, though, is everybody knows that you add, like, 2 points. So she's like, you really think I'm a 6, man. You know, and when you're talking about your girl, you might be adding, like, 5 points. This chick might be a 3 for all we know. So, I don't know. It's just, it's a no-win situation. But, you know, girls, you have to relax about dudes talking about other girls. Because here's the thing. I'm going to get all fucking physiological on us. I talk about this almost daily on Daily Mail. dudes are made to, like, fuck everybody they see, right? Like, inherently, it's in their DNA that they're supposed to, like, spread their seed. Now, we're not allowed to do that anymore. Monogamy has taken over society. We, for some reason, have agreed to this. I will agree to settle down with you, but you gotta at least let me, like, text about other girls. You gotta let me fucking creep on Instagram. You gotta let me talk on the blog about, you know what I mean? You gotta give us something, because we want to be burying our dick in there. So at least let us chat about it.
Right, you can't take away everything that we love at all at once. That's not fair. So yeah, that's, they should be relieved that we're texting about looking at them as opposed to going out and trying to fuck them.
And eventually, a few years from now, I'm gonna keep pushing this agenda until it's like, you should let us fuck another chick, like, once a weekend, like Andrei Kirilenko. We should get a hall pass every now and then. So, you know, just keep that. That's my my platform. Keep that all in mind. All right, that concludes the weird chick portion of our show. Let's get into some of the more normal stuff. We're going to talk about a little bit of sports right now. Trent, it's perfect that you're on because DraftKings Golf is here. 1 week fantasy golf you can play for free every week at DraftKings.com. You pick six golfers before a tournament tees off. You stay under the salary cap, and you rack up points for streaks, per hole performance, tournament finishes, and more. With every monster drive and every made putt, brings you closer to victory, and it offers more than fantasy golf. You can choose from a whole bunch of showcase of things, a whole bunch of things to showcase your talents. Baseball, soccer, mixed martial arts. Who knows what's going on with McGregor now? I don't know. There's millions of sports fans just like you that have already discovered DraftKings. It's not fantasy as usual. It's DraftKings.com. Head over to DraftKings.com now. Use the promo code KFC to play for free. Choose your golfers Thursdays before the tournament tees off. So it's a whole weekend-long event that starts Thursday morning. That's DraftKings.com. Promo code KFC. Trent, we got some golf questions for you. Let's start off with this one.
What's up, KFC? This question's more for Big Daddy Trent, but you and Clem can answer it if you want. If you had to pick a dream foursome to play around with anywhere in the world, who would it be, and where would you play? I'm assuming you're obviously going to put John Daly in there. I'd hope you would, but who else would you pick, and where would you play? All right, Viva.
Dream foursome, who you got?
That's a good question. I've been asked this a few times, and I think my answer rotates. John Daly's definitely in it. You got to have him because it's funny. There was a time when John Daly wasn't in my dream foursome, but it was because he had declared that he was sober. That has completely gone out the window. I see him all the time just like hammered drunk on Periscope with Ron White from Those Fucking Comedians. So John Daly's back in. Sober John Daly would have been out. Tiger Woods was usually in it, but I don't know if you guys read that piece today, the Wright Thompson piece.
Yeah. That was...
My eyes are bleeding because it was like 50,000 words long.
But yo, I've never seen anything in the world as long as that article. I like Stephen King novels were shorter than that. It just kept...
As soon as you start doing act one, act two, I'm like, how fucking long am I going to be?
I'm out. It was awesome, though. I mean, I didn't read all of it. I probably read like 1/10 of it, and I still thought that was awesome. Dude, he is a lunatic, awkward loser, Trent. He is, and like, obviously, I don't want to call him a loser. He's one of the most successful athletes of all time. He's worth $1 billion. So, and I'm, you know, who am I? I'm just some schlub. But I'm talking about, in the purposes of this question, who do you want to, like, hang out with and be in your foursome? He is not that dude. His weird Navy SEALs thing, he'd probably bring up his dead dad all the time. He's, like, the guy who's, like, all right, yeah, you've banged a lot of chicks because you're, like, famous, but I feel like he would bring it up, like, awkwardly. You know, like, trying to wedge it into conversation. Like, oh, I fucked that chick. It's like, yeah, nobody cares, dude.
Yeah.
He's just not, like, a easygoing guy's guy to hang out with.
No, yeah, and before this, I probably would have said Tiger. But then, yeah, like, the Jeter, Michael Jordan story isn't great.
How do I talk to girls? I mean, listen, none of us are, like, Casanovas out here. But you put us in a bar with some girls, we can, like, chat them up and talk to them. If Tiger Woods can't figure out how to talk to girls...
Right, like probably closer to 90-95% of the reason of being famous is to be able to be like, hey, I'm Tiger Woods, let's go have sex. Like, that's why you want to be famous.
100%.
So Tiger's probably out, and he probably wouldn't pick up the bill if we went out to dinner.
Ugh,
apparently.
Dick move. That's a dick move for anybody, let alone when you're sitting with a bunch of Navy SEALs, man. I would pick up the tab if I was with a bunch of soldiers, let alone a billionaire.
And you've been there, and there's you. We've all been in those moments where you're like, you're out to dinner with a group of people who aren't your close friends, where you're like, yeah, we'll separate the checks, where it's, you don't know who's going to buy. But if you're with Navy SEALs and you're worth $1 billion,
come on. Pretty
much.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. So John Daly, probably Bill Murray, just because he's Bill Murray.
Bill Murray, wow.
Can it be dead people?
Yeah, why not? Your dream foursome, dead or alive.
Okay. John Daly, Bill Murray. Oh, boy.
Last pick.
Yeah, it's the last pick. Oh boy. I'm thinking.
Think about it, Clem. Who do you got to start off?
I got first one was George Clooney, just because I just need someone who could kind of get me plugged into the social pipeline. And I feel like, you know, if you go to a bachelor party and like you become friends with those people forever.
Yeah, yeah.
And I would definitely ask him a lot about Stacey Keibler because she's my forever number one.
Hell yeah.
So Clooney, John McClane, just because he's like my favorite person ever.
Well, we're going fictional here. Okay, got it.
And Porzingis. I got it.
Okay. Imagine Porzingis on the golf course. I mean, I can't even imagine what golf clubs for Porzingis need to be like. I mean – obviously, there's a lot of basketball players who play golf, but I don't think I've ever seen one of like the 7-footers on the golf course. Have you?
No.
Pat, I mean,
I love that your George Clooney pick is so he'll plug you into like the Hollywood pipeline.
Right. Like that's what's holding Clem back, Trent. All he needs to do is get a face to face with Clooney, and he's going to take it to Hollywood. I'll tell you what. Go ahead.
No, I'm saying I remember when him and Danny DeVito were just doing Limoncello and like they were hanging out all night. I'm better looking than Danny DeVito. He fucking wouldn't be ashamed to hang out with me.
You know what? We're going to finish this up, but hold that thought about Danny DeVito because it segues nicely into another question. I'm not a golf guy, so I can't. Daly, Murray's are good golf guys. After talking to Keegan Bradley on the Rundown,
yep,
he was awesome on the Rundown, but he was very guarded. And very, like, you know, he was careful about what he said and who he was talking about and shit. That dude, I need to get behind closed doors, have some beers, and get the honest truth. Because, my friends, it is wild that he rolls with Jordan and Brady. Right. Like, that dude is, I mean, I know he's a professional golfer. I know he's won a major. I know he's a millionaire and successful. But ultimately, on the grand scheme of the hierarchy of athletes, he's like a nobody compared to those guys. The fact that they want to keep him around, they want to play pickup hoops with him, they want to gamble on the golf course with him. Keegan Bradley must be the most awesome dude of all fucking time. Either that or he's like blackmailing them. He's got dirt on them or some shit. I need more Keegan Bradley in my life because I need to know the truth.
There should be a 30 for 30 about yes. The whole basketball game.
Dude, I mean, for all intents and purposes, he's just like an average guy compared to those people. It would be like if you know, I'm hanging out with like mega celebrities myself. It's like, how did you pull this? Why do they like you so much? Give me the truth. I don't want to hear just like, oh, we're buddies and we live down the block from each other. Like, no, what's going on, Keegan?
Yeah, on the Rundown, he was super coy. It's like, you guys are like, how do you get hooked up with Jordan and you wear shoes? Like, he's like, yeah, we hang out at the same golf course. It's like, no, you can't get into a group like that. By just, like, being near each other.
Yeah, dude, I can go to the same golf course, and that doesn't mean I'm going to get plugged in with, like, the ultra elite. And that's something that, you're on the back nine, everybody's had about a billion beers, and Keegan finally gives you the truth. So I don't know who else would be in my foursome, but I'd be hounding Keegan Bradley the whole time, being like, tell me the truth.
Did you guys have, like, a group of girls, like, the hot girls in high school that always had, like, one friend that wasn't hot, and you're like, how did she get in? Keegan Bradley with those
That's so true. That's absolutely like, true.
Who's got the joke where it's the and a group of black guys, there's the one white guy, and like that white guy had to do some shit to get in that group. That's what Keegan did.
Yeah, he probably like murdered a man for it. Was probably like he lost a bet to Jordan, and it was like you have to go kill that like caddy over there, and he did it, and it was like, all right, you're forever in. You're like, you're good, man. It's written in blood now. You mentioned. Oh, do you have your last pick?
Oh, yeah, and it's not like a golfer related one. It'd be Chris Farley.
There you go. That's a good one. It's a good pick. Clem, you mentioned Danny DeVito, short, fat guy. This is a cry for help from – this is so funny and backwards, and it's perfect for you guys. Here we go.
What's up, KFC, Trent, and Clem? This question's for Clem and Trent. I'm 18 – 5'4", so life already sucks. Nobody really likes a short, skinny guy.
say like a short fat guy. So I was wondering how I gain weight. I go to McDonald's like 5 times a week. I go to Taco Bell. I go to In-N-Out. I go everywhere. Nothing works. I just need to get fat.
Dude is 5'4 and skinny, and he's absolutely right when he says that people don't like a short, skinny guy. He wants to just go get fat.
He's already got part of this down because he's got – well, he's better off than most because he's self-aware. He knows no one likes a skinny 5'4 guy.
And by the way, 5'4 is small. That, I mean,
really,
you know, that's like Dave Portnoy small. That's like awkward small where you're like people are judging that you're really that tiny.
He might be screwed already because there's getting out of 5'4 being like that's the 5'4 guy. I don't think getting fat might not help that, but I like that he's trying to get out.
So you think that 5'4 is even too short that you can't even be the funny fat guy?
Maybe I'm wrong. What do you think, Clem?
You have to have the personality, though.
Yes.
I guess being self-aware, I'm sensing he might have a chance to do that. But if you go the other way, then you become kind of the troll fat guy. You don't want to be the troll. If you can't become fat, which I, again, stay with the diet you're going with, but just do less. Don't leave the couch unless absolutely necessary.
Yep.
All that kind of stuff. You have to then, if you notice in nature, there's a symbiotic relationship between, as being one myself, the tall fat guy and the short skinny guy. And you just have to find a tall fat guy to just kind of hang out with. And you can kind of get off of his like his happy-go-lucky, nice fat guyness will then supersede to you, and then you can kind of just be your own little wormy, skinny, small guy.
So you're saying – this is fascinating. This is a fascinating take. He needs to find a tall, fat guy and have like a sidekick, like a buddy cop sort of relationship?
Think about it. In high school, there's always like a fat, tall guy, and he always has like a small, skinny guy, like the bully in school.
Yeah. I'm remembering Boy Meets World, Frankie Stakino, and like that other like bully, those two. I'm also thinking right now of Kevin Hart and Ice Cube. Ice Cube's not a fat guy, but they kind of had that relationship going. I like that.
That's right, though. People don't know what you're doing if you don't have somebody who's the complete opposite of you, so they can be like, oh, he's the short guy.
Yeah.
Then you're just playing like a role. It's just like, oh, I get it. You know, he's not the creepy tiny guy. He's the sidekick tiny guy.
Yeah,
fat guys can be loners. If you're a happy fat guy, you can be a loner. But a small, short, skinny guy, you can't be a loner. No one likes that guy.
No.
My advice for getting fat, and I've thought of this because it's what's happening to me. I think the key to getting fat is staying up really late because that's when I do my most. Like obnoxious eating. Like if I went to bed at 9 o'clock every night, I would weigh 75 pounds less. But it's that I'm like once 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock rolls around, I'm just like in the kitchen, like eating whatever I want. It's just,
and you don't get any sleep. You're not healthy in general. Stay up late, drink. I mean, you have to drink. If you drink all the time, you will put on a ton of fucking weight. So just be drunk at late hours of the night and eat. You'll get fat. I mean, I don't want to hear this nonsense about I can't get fat. You can get fat. It's science. Take in more calories than you burn. You're going to get fucking fat.
Most people suck. They're like, oh, my metabolism's super high. It's like, no, you're not trying hard enough.
Yeah, you're just not putting in the effort.
The real X factor, you brought this up, kind of like what you said, Trump, staying up awake. Like if you're eating Taco Bell and McDonald's and all that stuff for your meals, that's fine. You need to get snacks for home because then that's when the late night kicks in. You have the late ice cream, chocolate, hammer. This is what you do. Every season, there's like a different, like the Easter candy. You get the Easter candy. You get, you learn your Cadbury eggs, your Reese's, all that kind of stuff. Now, I don't know what the next one is. I mean, it's kind of summertime, so it's more grilling and stuff like that. But you need to have your snacks. You need to have your chips. You need to have your desserts, all that kind of stuff. So then when it's 9 o'clock at night and you're watching the game, you start shoveling in. That's when the fucking fat really adds up.
I'm actually a little insulted that he's like, oh, I can't get fat. Like, you can get fat. Here's what you do. You're going to Taco Bell, if you're going to McDonald's and you get a meal, get a medium fry for the ride home.
Right.
A taco for the ride home. Like, just keep piling it on. And there's a method to the madness, and it's really just ordering, like, a to-go fry that you can eat on the way home.
So I'm going to put it all together here. This dude needs to drive with Uber. He'll be up late at night. He'll be picking people up. It'll keep him awake because otherwise he'd be home. So at, like, 9 o'clock, hop in your car, start driving with Uber. Flip on your smartphone, go pick some people up. You make a bunch of money that night with Uber. Go right to the drive-thru and order everything on the menu. Spend all the money you just made with Uber. Drive home. Eat that shit up. You're going to get fat overnight. The next morning, get back on your grind with Uber. Drop people off. Pick them up. You make more money. You spend it on more fast food. It's a self-sustaining way to get fat, and it's brought to you by Uber. So, dude, here's what I want you to do. Go to Drive with Uber, drivewithuber.com. It doesn't matter when you want to do it. You don't have a boss. You don't have anyone making the schedule for you. All you need is a license, a car. You flip on your smartphone with the software. Tells you where to pick people up. And the money gets directly deposited right to your account. So it's just free money for driving around. Spend it on fast food. Get yourself fat, and you'll become the short, funny, fat guy who everybody loves. Go to drivewithuber.com.
The king of advertising.
I mean, fucking crushed that one.
God, the goddamn king. Probably maybe edit out the part where we said to drink a lot and then go do it, but other than that.
True. Do not drive drunk with uber.com. Yeah, I mean, I just crushed the advertising game. Portnoy had the fucking nerve to try to call me out the other day during during the rundown after my interview with the first lady. I did it for the people. I gotta work 6 ads into the show when I had an hour-long interview. You just got to bang them out. Boom, 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 boom. And then you can listen. It's unbelievable. This guy doesn't know what he's talking about with podcasts, and he's trying to throw out fucking life lessons from on his cloud on high. Get out of my face, Portnoy.
I watched that rundown, and you guys get mad at each other, yell at each other, whatever. You guys hate each other. I literally thought you were going to quit and, like, sign off.
I gave the disclaimer. I was like, yo, be very careful with what you say right now. I can take criticism. I can bust balls. I can do it all. If he was about to actually try to critique podcasting and more specifically interviewing, which he is absolutely terrible at, I would have, and I told him, I ended up telling him how bad his show was. But if he really, like, actually talked about something other than the ads and mentioned, like, my actual performance, I would have probably broken down step by step by step how bad the Dave Portnoy show is. And I don't know if they would have been coming back from that. I don't know. There's just certain things. You know, we can do rap battles and all this shit. We say a lot of stuff about each other. There are certain things I don't know if we can come back from. And I thought for a second I might have been going down that road there. We'll see. There's still plenty of time left in this little, like, churning experiment, so we'll see how far we go.
That was, like, an internet moment. Like that rundown was – that was a legitimate, like, rundown moment, like, if they would have at the end of your highlights, because I honestly felt like – I was like, wow, I'm about to see something happen on the internet. Right now. Like, you know when you're yelling at someone and it's just, like, your head, like, swells up. You can't hear anything. And yeah. Everyone's looking at you. Like, that's what it would have been if you guys were in, like, a real room and we were all there with you. Like, it would have been
just like the air just exits the room and we'd all just be sitting there like that.
I've had my fair share of run-ins with him. I think yesterday was probably like a rock bottom moment for me. Like I don't want to call it rock bottom, more just like probably the angriest I've been between the, it was the first time I listened to your show and there's probably a lot of other people saying that too. I mean, that is just, like, such an unbelievable dickhead comment. Then to critique what I said, how I did. And then the tweet after, congratulations to Renee, another Portnoy in the top 20. And then you guys probably don't, you wouldn't realize this. Somebody tweeted at me, so it wasn't on his timeline. It was just, like, a personal tweet. And it said, like, this is the only way KFC can succeed on the shoulders of a Portnoy. No activity at all. Except for one like from Stool Presidente. And I saw it said one like, and I was like, I was sitting there and I was like, don't look at it. Don't look at it because it's going to be him and that's going to like really set you off. You don't want to go down this road. And I had to do it. I just clicked with the mouse and his stupid little prep school mugshot came up and I was like, ah! Like steam came out. I was like, oh, I quit. I'm quitting right fucking now. I'm never coming back. It was unbelievable. That was probably the worst day for the KFC Portnoy relationship as far as I'm concerned. So long to go too. So long to go. All right, what else do we have here? I'm going to play this, but I haven't listened to it yet. It's either going to be really stupid or really funny. If it's stupid, we'll probably just edit it out. It's called Friend Got Kidnapped by a Trucker.
Hey, KFC. Long-time listener from Ohio State. Anyways, I had a buddy from college who was a typical crazy partier type. Got super drunk one night and passed out in the alley behind the bar. Shortly after which, a toothless semi-truck driver swooped him up like a baby, put him in his truck, and proceeded to drive him 45 minutes outside of Columbus to his house. My buddy woke up and got on the guy's couch. His trucker was sitting on the coffee table staring at him, offered him up a Marlboro Red and a Budweiser for breakfast. After refusing his offer, the trucker drove him back to our place. After he parked, put his hand on my buddy's lap, went in for a goodbye kiss. My friend sprinted out of the truck and inside our place. When he got inside, he looked pale as a ghost and proceeded to tell us the whole story. Anyways, my question is, what do you think the chances are of this guy's dick being in and around my buddy's mouth?
We're not even going to do this. This is a fake story. You got it.
I was going to say... No, I don't have a take. I was going to say, he's definitely reading off of a
screen. Yes, 100%. And that's why I said, this is either going to be, like, kind of reasonable and we can talk about it, or totally fake. So that's out. We don't like fake questions here. Oh, here's a good one. How about, this is the big boy edition. Let's talk about Vegas pool parties.
Hey, Fights, KFC, Big Cat, what's up, boy? So I'm Matt from Boston calling here. So I'm going out to Vegas 2 weeks from now for a work event, but we're going out a few days early, so I'm going to get the full Vegas experience. And one of the days, we're doing a Vegas pool party, and I am by no means a Vegas pool party guy. I mean, I'm not fucking obese or anything, but I'm a chubby white dude. I mean, I kind of would consider myself to be similar to Big Cat and Fight. So looking for some advice here. How do I make the most out of this Vegas pool party without looking like a complete fat piece of shit? So any advice be appreciated. Viva.
First of all, I don't know, like, who is a Vegas pool party guy. That is
right.
A very, very rare breed. You know who those guys are? They're good at sex. They're like the 1% that's good at sex.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Hold the phone. Prince died.
What?
Is this a hoax or it's real?
No, he's dead.
Holy shit.
I know he had like pneumonia or something like that.
I did not know that.
Seen a lot of Prince tweets.
Prince is that dude who, like, I mean, I love Little Red Corvette. There's a couple songs here and there that I'm down with, but it's more like you like the persona of Prince. You know what I mean? It's not like I'm like, I want to get hyped up or the party's on or like I'm going to go for a drive. Let me put on Prince. Those are not my thoughts. But that dude, I mean, I think it partially was the Chappelle Show skit too. I think that for our generation, people who grew up with that probably were like, oh, I remember being like in the club to Prince. But for us, I feel like it was Charlie Murphy and True Hollywood Stories that made Prince like this folklore character.
Yeah, if we're in the trust tree, I like don't even like love Prince all that much at all.
Yeah,
I never listened to him.
Right, it's not like your go to on your iPod, but it's.
Well, like I remember when they had the SNL 40, and like every celebrity under the sun was there, and they had an after party, and everybody's like, "Oh, this guy's here, this guy's there," but then they said when Prince walked in the door. Like, it split like the Red Sea when
yeah.
he stage everybody had, like, the best time of their life.
And it's because he's just the most ridiculous fucking person to ever walk the planet Earth. I mean, the outfits, the hair, the, like, he reminds me of a cat. It's like, I don't know if you're a guy or a girl. I think you're, like, feline. And then he changes his name to the symbol, the shredding the guitar. The whole nine. It's just, there's never going to be another Prince walking out there. So, R.I.P. to Prince. R.I.P. in peace. All right, anyway, back to Vegas pool party. I was saying I think the guys who are good at Vegas pool parties are the guys who are good at sex. We are not Vegas pool folks here. Trent, what would you say? What do you tell this guy who needs some pool party advice if you can give any?
Vegas pool parties are like the things that I see on Snapchat that I like don't understand.
Yeah.
Like there'll be on the Barstool Snapchat that I'll just see. And I don't understand how you even get into a situation like that. The only advice that I would have, because I've been to Vegas and I went to, like, there was a pool outside the hotel. I just got really, really, really drunk.
Yeah, I mean, that's just life advice in general. You know, that's always when you're awkward, when you're confused, when you don't know how to behave, just get really, really, really drunk.
Yeah. Like, I wish I had better advice for him, but that's really all that I have.
Clem, if I drop you in a Vegas pool party right now, Clem, what are you doing?
This is what I'm doing. I imagine this is probably a pretty decent sized pool party. The prime like in the jungle or whatever. The pool. The people that have the bodies are by the pool. You want to go away from the pool to the bar area or to kind of like. I imagine the hotness scale gradually decreases the further you get away from the pool. Just go there. There might be some shadows. You're probably going to get hot. if you're a bigger guy like me, you're going to want to kind of go in the shade a little bit. And there's going to be girls who are going to be like, I don't have the beach body to be at a pool party like this. And they're going to be there too. And that's where you go. You all just get wasted together. And
just to recap, your advice is don't go to the pool party, basically. It's basically go somewhere else. Like, go to an indoor bar down the block.
With dim lighting. Go to a dark, dim-lit hole-in-the-wall bar. That's where you need to
everything
go.
You,
that's where guys like me and Clem thrive.
Everything you said, though, is like, very true. It's like, as you spread out. It's like a city. Like, there are hot chicks in the city, and then you go to, like, the burbs, then you spread out, and eventually you're in Iowa, and there's, like, you know, Trent's a 10, and there's no hot people out there.
I feel like I just got sucker punched.
No, but it's also – here's actually my real advice. And this kind of applies to a lot of shit in life. Stop being a fucking pussy. Who fucking cares? You're at a Vegas pool party. There's music blasting. There's hot chicks there. Luckily, as guys, you know, yeah, there's some fucking meathead over there who's roided up with a six-pack. He's going to fuck some chicks for sure. But you're the funny guy. You got jokes. You're charismatic. You got personality. Get a little wasted. Do a cannonball in the pool. Cut loose. Have some fucking fun. Because that's gonna go just as far as being one of these Vegas Guidos who, like, is fake tan and hot and shit. So anytime you walk into a bar, a party, a club where you're uncomfortable, easier said than done. I'd probably, like, sit in the corner, like you said, Clem, like, drink with my buddies and be like, can you put the Mets game on? But if you really want to do it right, fucking dive head first in. Fuck these people. Who cares? They're judging you. You're judging, you know, fucking just have fun.
This isn't how it is, but maybe with that logic, it's like, maybe it'll be a change of pace. Like, oh, I don't like all these muscled out.
Yeah, hey, there might be some girl out there who's like, looking exactly for us. That pale, pasty guy over there is out of shape. You know what? He looks like a good time. I'm done. The last guy cheated on me, looked like that. I'm going to go to the total fucking opposite. You never know.
And yeah, Vegas is like the disposable. It's disposable, man. You make up a story. You have an interesting story about yourself. You own it. You get a little drunk. You throw on a good basketball jersey, a good, like, retro jersey or whatever.
Yep. Kind of
like the fat guy shield. And they're going to – like you said, there's a girl for everyone. Those girls are intimidated by the guys with the six-packs, and they can't fuck every single girl at the pool. So if you own it, you're gonna be fine. You'll be fine.
I do worry that these girls that are like, oh, I like fat, chubby, funny guys aren't the types that go to Vegas pool parties.
You're probably right. But, you know – you also got to figure out your radar. Start scanning the pool. That chick over there in, like, the one piece that has, like, a million cutouts, though, that is just completely, completely unreasonable for your tan lines, that chick's fucking some Guido. And the chick who's rocking a thong over there, Guido. But you can find, like, the little insecure girl who's just, like, she wants to just be sitting there. She's maybe having, like, a mimosa or something like that, dressed normal, maybe under an umbrella because she doesn't want to get sunburned. That's your girl. You just got to find the girl in the crowd who fits your persona a little more. And then you hunt her down and creep her out until she has sex with you. Last voicemail of the day is brought to you by LegalZoom.com, which I need in my life because of the comments I just made 20 seconds ago. Anytime I open my mouth, I feel like I'm going to get sued. I feel like I'm going to be in trouble. I've been sued before. I wake up having cold sweats, thinking about things I'm going to get sued for because I'm a child and I lack the ability to say, you know what, just don't make that joke. You write thousands of blogs, like, just don't say that, it doesn't matter. But in my head, I do it for the laugh, because I'm desperate for attention, probably, and need everyone to laugh at me and be happy and think I'm a good blogger. So in turn, I need LegalZoom.com. There's five main reasons LegalZoom is good for your business. Number one, reliability. It doesn't matter whether you are a business, a corporation, LLC, nonprofit, millions of people rely on them. Number two, experience. They've encountered all sorts of businesses for over 15 years. Number three, they've got helpful support standing by with all questions all over the United States. Number four, legal advice. It isn't a law firm, so they've built a network of independent attorneys in all 48 states. So anything that can pop up in different states with different rules, they've got it covered. And finally, number five, no surprises. They provide complete transparency with upfront pricing and customer reviews with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. So go to LegalZoom.com, make the smart choice for your business. Use LegalZoom.com and enter the promo code KFC to save even more. Last question of the day, super, super dark and awkward because I really want to make things very painfully strange for you guys before you leave.
Yeah, okay, KFC. So, a little morbid topic, but my buddy's girlfriend just died. They've been dating for 2 years now, and he's obviously heartbroken, but our friends are talking about what is his role during the funeral, like for the wake, the funeral. Is he hanging out with the family? Is he in the reception line? Is he just showing up? So, a
good
question.
Good luck with this one, fellas. I'm kicking it to you first. What?
You're definitely not in the reception line. You don't just like show up like another person and go glad hand the family like this is pretty awful, right? And then go like eat hors d'oeuvres with your buddies. Like that you can't do. But this is like the Seinfeld situation where Costanza, where Susan dies. He like doesn't want to be involved either. I think you. I don't know. I think you got to hang out with the family. You cannot be in the reception line. You got to hang out with the family. I wonder how long they were dating. That would be my question.
2 years.
Oh.
Which is the worst because that's an in-between. You know, if you're like dating for like 5 years, you're probably really going to get married or something. You have a lot more like familial commitments now. Anything less than 2 years, I think people are like, they probably didn't even really know you that well. 2 years is that like you've been around for a couple holidays maybe. You've like... This is tough, man. Clem?
Oh, shit. Yeah, I think you have to be, like, not one of the – like, at the wake or whatever, not one of the standers who's standing the whole time and shaking hands. You have to be, like, front two rows, though, however. And I'd say you're going to have to stick it out at least – like, usually there's, like, two wakes, right? There's, like, the afternoon and the night. You have to stay for, like, probably about – 1.5 of those. You probably have to stay for like the whole first one and then like the first half of the second.
Yeah, because you don't want to like overstay. You want to like give them their time to like really be like, this was family. Like, why is this boyfriend still lingering over here? I think this is a great answer here. And this goes for if your girlfriend dies or if anybody dies, whatever. It's always good to be the tissue guy. Like you have the tissues with you. You see someone crying or losing it a little bit. You walk up, you maybe put a hand on their back, and you just offer a tissue, and they pull it, they say thank you, and then you walk away. You don't have to say anything, you don't have to be too entrenched, but they'll remember that. They'll be like, oh, that was the nice young man who gave me a tissue. So whether you're really in it or not, you got to go to a wake, you're unsure of what your role is, be the tissue guy. It's always a good way to like make yourself look important. It's like mail timing a wake or a funeral. You look important and you seem important with minimal effort. You're really not doing much, but they're going to remember you.
That's the best answer I could have thought of right there. That's perfect right there. It really is.
We'll wrap it up today on that note. Nice and happy. Nothing depressing or morbid at all. When your girlfriend dies, be the tissue guy. Rest in peace to Prince. Rest in peace to that guy's girlfriend. Very sorry you had to pass away. I hope there were tissue guys there for your family. Any last words for each of you guys? You want to put anything out there to the stoolies?
No, I don't think so. I'm glad I'm here, and I was here for not being arrested. That would be my number one takeaway from my appearance.
Clem, I think you put in a fascinating performance when talking about being the short, fat guy and the ways to get around that. So I give you the gold star for the day. Any final words?
Nah, I can't wait to hug my brother from another mother right here. I mean, it really is like looking in the mirror.
At some point we're gonna meet, and it's gonna be talk about tissues. We're gonna need it.
That could mean so many weird things. I don't want to think about it, dude. Let's just say you'll probably listen to like old school hip hop and like eat snacks, and not talk about tissues and cleanup and stuff like that. Okay.
Yeah, that works for me.
All right.
I was going to say you should have ended on the funeral note.
Yeah. all right. It's KFC Radio 165, the Big Boys edition in the books. We will catch you guys next time.
Is this Barstool?
BarstoolSports.com. Is that right? BarstoolSports.com.
It's your boy KFC.
Become kind of a craze. Become kind of a craze.
Your boy Big Cat.
Kind of a craze. Kind of a craze.
And your boy Feidelberg.
So go to BarstoolSports.com. If you do, God bless you.
You listen to KFC Radio.